All right, it's 6:42. If you just wake it up, oh my God, your Eagles are 11-1.
Yes,
it has only happened once in the history of the team, and that was their final record in 1949. Now, and they went on to win the championship. No other Eagles team has been 11-1.
Wow.
The team 5 years ago that won the Super Bowl, they were 10-1, and then they lost.
They've never been 10-1 and not going to the championship.
All right, come on. Elliot Shaw Parks covers the Eagles for WIP, and we have Bud live with us right now. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
Elliot, how long you been covering the Eagles? How many years?
I think this is my 10th year, actually.
All right, good. 10th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Is this the best Eagles team you covered?
Wow, that's a great question. I would still say 2017 is probably better at this point, but this team is outstanding. I mean, there's no question about it. You can make an argument that this team might have a little more talent. I still think that 2017 team, if these two teams played, I would probably have to pick them. But this team is absolutely outstanding. I mean, I have no question in my mind they're going to the Super Bowl after yesterday's performance. So we'll see if they can match what that 2017 team did.
Well, you already have them going to the big game. You've seen enough.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm already figuring out what suit I'm going to wear. It's going to be a long week in Arizona.
Wow.
Let me figure out what I'm going to get exactly. But now, they're going. There's absolutely no question in my mind. You look at the rest of the NFC. You look at the way this team is playing. They're the most complete team in the NFL, both sides of the ball. And if the special teams play well, then it's really game over. We'll see if they can do that for a longer stretch. But what made them special yesterday, and what everyone needs to be honest about themselves with this team is special when they pass the ball. I know they ran the ball well last week, and that was all fun and good. The passing game is what makes this team special. And when they move it like that through the air, there might not be a team in the league that can beat them.
All right, let's talk about that passing game. And one individual who had a tremendous game, A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
What do you think, knowing the background of how A.J. Brown got here, Elliot, what do you think Mike Vrabel was thinking on the other sideline when he basically said before the trade here that A.J. Brown will leave my team over my dead body?
Well, he probably realized his chance of ever winning anything of significance is gone. I mean, the Titans are a good team, don't get me wrong, but they're exactly the team you don't want to be. They're a team that's great in the regular season. Come playoff time, it really doesn't matter. They almost always lose. And one of the reasons is they can't pass the ball. So if you're Mike Vrabel, of course you're upset watching what A.J. Brown does. But I also think if your player's on that Titans defense, you're especially upset, not only because you have to cover him, and that's extremely hard to do, but the Titans defense is good. This is a unit that is capable of winning a Super Bowl. This is a unit that come playoff time you can count on. And they just have to sit there and watch their GM and, you know, to a certain extent, their head coach move on from A.J. Brown, their best player on offense besides Derrick Henry. So I'm sure it was an eye-opening experience for the Titans, the players, the coaches, all that. And it also should have been one where fans should appreciate the fact that the Eagles got A.J., even though they already had Devonta.
Elliot, can you explain how the hell he made that second touchdown catch?
it was a great throw, first of all. I thought that, you know, Jalen put it in a good spot. But what A.J.'s really good at, and he talked about this after the game, is he puts his hands up so late that it's tough for the defensive back to really see and adjust to where the ball is coming. Because A.J. knows a defensive back in that situation, he's looking at A.J., right? A.J. is the one looking at the ball. So what you watch him do is, you know, he's obviously running his route. He keeps his hands closed. And at the last second, he puts it up to catch it. It makes it so hard for the defensive back to adjust. He doesn't even know really it's coming. A.J. said the ball originally wasn't even supposed to go to him. So A.J. does such a good job of waiting, and then grabbing it at the last second.
That's fascinating. They're reading his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't think it's coming. And then all of a sudden, his hands go up, and he catches
amazing,
the ball
right
around the defender. Amazing. All right, here's what I'm looking at. Brown, Reddick had a good game. Davis, Dean, the big boys in the middle. Bradbury, the real star yesterday's game was Howie Roseman, wasn't it, Elliot?
Yeah, for the first time in a long time, it feels like, right? You think about how he's been under so much criticism in the city. But look at this defense he's put together, right? I mean, they have talent at every level of the field. Even yesterday, N'Kobe Dean comes in, and I know that it's you know, kind of mop-up time. He has two tackles for a loss on his first two plays, right? Like, so this team is loaded. And the pass rush specifically, I think, is especially impressive. They have the second most sacks in the league right now. They have the second most sacks in franchise history through 12 games. And they're doing it without being reckless, right? They're doing it through talent, and I also think scheme. I think sometimes when it comes to getting the quarterback, the perception is you got to blitz, you got to go, you got to go. Well, they're doing this and getting pressure on the quarterback better than all but one team in the NFL while also running a scheme that can help them create turnovers. So Howie Roseman, certainly the star of the show yesterday. But I also think Jonathan Gannon's scheme really, you know, had a good day.
Well, I was going for the coaches next because here's what that coaching staff as a whole did yesterday. I don't know how they did it in 1 week, Elliot, but they fixed most of the problems they have been having the previous three games. The tackling was terrific. Special teams was far better than it's been at any point this year. The passing game, what we were worried about, oh, Hurts is running too much. The passing game was unstoppable. How did they fix all those holes in 1 week?
Yeah, and if it was another coaching staff, my answer to this would probably be, well, let's wait and see if they actually fix it, right? Because it's only one game. But I think one of the special qualities of this coaching staff has been, since last year, they're really good at fixing problems, and especially in season. If you remember last year, they had penalties week after week to begin the year. Then they were really good at that as the year went on. The offense struggled early on. They adjusted to start scoring points through the running game. This offseason, they adjusted and made the passing game better. This season, they went from not being able to score in the second half to scoring, it feels like, 2 to 3 touchdowns each half. So I think it's a sign of a special coaching staff that not only can they fix the problem, but in season is so hard to do, right? That big problems are normally fixed in the off season. So for them to go from what the special teams was last week to what it was this week, it's just very impressive. It shows the players are listening, but it also shows they're willing to make changes. And sometimes coaching staff can be really stubborn. This one is not.
Elliot, is Jalen Hurts the MVP?
He is, yeah. I had thought that the last few weeks Patrick Mahomes had overtaken him. And I think Patrick Mahomes at this point is still a better player. But that's not what the award is. The award is the most valuable player in the league. And with the Chiefs losing yesterday, I think they have 3 losses now, if not 4. And Jalen only has 1. It has to be Jalen. I mean, he's playing at an outstanding level. You saw what he did yesterday. This team is not 11-1 without him. He should be the MVP.
All right, I got one last thing. And again, I guess this is the only ominous thing I will add. Jalen Hurts is getting very little pay right now, but he's about to get paid. That's going to throw everything into upheaval at that point, because once you're paying your quarterback $30 million or whatever you're paying him, you have that much less to apply to the cap. Elliot, is this the Eagles' best chance right now to take advantage of that and win this year?
Yeah, I think it's their best chance just because of how talented their roster is, obviously. I do understand what you're saying about Jalen's contract, but I would say to people, it's not going to have the impact everyone thinks it does. They just gave A.J. Brown a 4-year, $100 million contract. His cap hit this year is $6 million. His cap hit next year, $6 million. They could have almost $40 million in cap space this offseason. This is not a front office that loses players they want to keep. So will they re-sign every single free agent? No, but what they're going to do is they're going to write big signing bonus checks, which is credit to Jeffrey Lurie. And then Howie Roseman's going to make it a 7-year deal where it gets spread out, but really only 3 of them are real. So I think that this perception that they're going to lose a bunch of players is just not true.
I love it. Elliot Shore-Parks, you are covered a champion, baby, 11-1. And Elliot has predicted that our team will be at the Super Bowl this year. Thank you, Elliot.